Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory.
A few years ago, a friend of mine sent me a video to watch. It was maybe 30 seconds long, and in this video, there was a freshly dug out ditch. And in the ditch, this ditch, a sheep was stuck. So the young man grabbed the sheep by the leg and pulled it out. But the sheep started to jump and run away, only just to jump back into the ditch again. It was a very funny video. In a way, this video summarizes our sinful behavior. We get stuck in sin. We go to confession, we get unstuck, only to wander around and not being watchful of ourselves, and then we get stuck again by falling into the same sins. In a way, it might seem to us that it is an unbreakable cycle in our spiritual life. Maybe we grow hopeless and question, what's the point of repentance and going to confession if I know that I will sin again? Blessed Theophylact gives us a beautiful description of part of the today's gospel. He says, what man had 100 sheep? Christ. For all of the reason and down creation, both angels and men are the 100 sheep of which Christ is the shepherd, not another sheep. For he is not a creature, but a son of God. So he left the 99 in heavens, and taking on the form of a servant, he came to seek the one sheep, which is fallen human nature. And Christ rejoices more over it than the steadfastness of the angels. How beautiful is that? This shows, in a few words, how diligently God pursues the conversion of a sinner and rejoices more over them than over all those who live in some constant virtue. Sure, we fall into sin, but the important thing is not to give up, but to get up and be more wise. Why we have fallen, and again, learn from our mistakes. God diligently pursues us. He's waiting for us. He will take as many steps as it is possible for Him to reach us. But if we don't make any step, He can't do anything. He's waiting for repentance. And thank God that He is so merciful to us and doesn't give up on us and on our stubbornness. When we repent, God and all of the heavens rejoice. So let's make this step towards becoming more wise and watchful over our spiritual life. And let us learn from our mistakes so we don't commit them again. Like the sheep that was jumping and running around and ended up in a ditch again. Glory to Jesus Christ.